This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You can't actually be torn, can you?
I think so.
This is kind of a you be to judge. We need people to like, I don't know if everyone can understand what's happening, but this woman is writing her will. Does everybody in here have a will?
No. You have to have like stuff to have a will.
No, but
right?
You still should have like a. I don't want this kind of medical. You should have a living will. Mm. Right? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
We've scribbled some stuff on a napkin. I'm sure it's laying around somewhere. I don't know.
I don't have a will.
That's how Harry Potter started. So.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
She started writing it
in
on a
coffee
napkin?
Shop. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, on a napkin. Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know that, Aaron?
I don't think so.
You know everything about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
Well, you know who wrote it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't have a will.
You should definitely have a will.
Say why without being mean.
You have kids.
Oh, okay. you're going for an age thing.
No.
Holy hell! Get one fast! No, I don't, and I should. It is one of those, but I don't have that much. It's like, right now, it would just go to them anyway. Like,
would it?
Well, my life insurance policy goes to them.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it still might go to the ex.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm.
It has to until... never. That's a long divorce story. But like, yeah, I don't have it. You should have it as well.
But that's what... I'm surprised you don't, because you've had more... Take this the right way. You've had in the way...
I love the kid gloves that everyone has with me.
You've had way more interactions with lawyers. Than I have. I don't know any.
Yeah, you would think they would like buy two, get one free kind of thing. Yeah, like the two divorces, card. You get
yeah.
the.
Yeah, or they would advise you like while they're going through this process, like, hey, you should really get, you know, I also have an associate who could help you with that.
Yeah, they don't. They're not snake oil salesmen. Like, I don't even think you can just kind of write things down on a napkin. You can just kind of say, I want the. Like,
okay.
Have you and your wife ever traveled without your kids?
Yes. Yeah. One time we went to Arizona for a wedding for just like a weekend.
And you weren't I remember being on the runway and we were like, oh my God. And we called and left a voicemail for Chad.
Really?
And said, if anything happens with this plane, like you need to know that this is us saying you should raise our kids.
Oh my really? Gosh.
Cause we were like, oh my God, we don't have anything set. And I don't know who would get them. I don't know if it would have been my parents or her parents, like, where would they go? Who gets the kids if we were dead?
I don't know. That's a good question. But doesn't that put a big damper on the vacation?
No, kinda, I mean, like, it was fine. Then we landed and we called Chad and we were like, hey man, just relax. But like, you should. We want to make that formal. And then we never did.
Well, can you even? Yeah, he didn't consent if you left a voicemail.
No, but at least he knew if he wanted to do
it. As long as I can get, if I can get Bill Gates' voicemail.
No, but I'm just saying.
They're all yours. Raise them to be billionaires.
The whole point of me bringing up the will is this woman's writing a will.
Mm-hmm.
She has a husband and some kids. And what she wants to write in her will, and we need you to be the judge on this. She's saying, if I die, I want you to get her husband to get 100% of my finances. Like you get. My 401k, you get whatever investments I have, my half of the house, you get it.
Okay.
It's all for you.
Sure.
And that's the way most things happen. So it's like, if you die, AHAC gets all of it.
Uh-huh.
And then when she dies, then it gets split up to the kids.
And that
it should
makes
go
sense.
The same
yeah.
way. If she dies, you get all of it. And then when you die, the stuff goes to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
She is saying, and this is where it gets a little dark, if I die, you get all my money. But if you decide to love again... my money goes to the kids.
She said half goes to you, half goes to the kid.
Yeah.
Kids. Sorry.
Yeah. Is that okay?
I don't know. I'm torn because I don't like the idea of reprimanding someone kind
for
of
loving
for
again.
Exactly. But I also don't necessarily think it was taken that way. Like, what if this couple is very wealthy and she's worried that there's going to be some sort of woman coming in to take advantage of the situation?
Damn it.
And so she wants to make sure her kids are secure.
I was willing to fight you to the death, no pun intended.
Well,
on
I
this.
Don't have a will.
But like you're right. Like, that would be the only, if there's yeah. a bunch of money, then it's like, I don't want some. But this thing says, whether it's 6 months later or 20 years later,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, you lose money if you love again.
But it's not that he's losing money, it's that she's making sure her kids are taken care of.
Then I think just make it so your kids are taken care of either way.
Right?
If that's really your concern, just do half and half.
Exactly.
And be done with it. What's with the weird jealousy from beyond the grave? Like, I don't
like,
get I don't
fine,
get
it's fine, I'll just haunt you.
Yeah.
For free.
Yes. But would you... No, Aaron's too adjusted. You might be the one who's on my team. Like, when I was married and thought it was going to be forever, I don't think I would condone them loving. Like, I don't want to think about them being with somebody if
in
I
the moment. Yeah, but if you were like terminally ill for a bit, I bet you would change your mind. Yeah
and especially I think it depends how old your kids are. If they're younger, it's more painful to think about, I think, in a way. But it's also like, but I mean, they I you got to think of what would perhaps be better for them. Is like,
yeah,
for no.
I'm so insecure.
That's very selfish.
That even in death, I want to make sure I was the last one in.
I don't like that at all.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.